When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Yes, I can. Suddenly, yes, I can. Gee, I'm afraid to go on has turned into yes, I can. Take a look, what do you see? 133 pounds of confidence, me. Got the feeling I can do anything. Yes, I can. Something that sings in my blood is telling me yes, I can. I was just born today, I can go all the way, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yeah, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Wind me up, then watch me fly. A regular sort of sunburned Superman. Are you ready? I can climb Everest. Yes, I can. I can fight here all night and never rest. Yes, I can. I have just found the key. Hey, doors swing wide for me. I was just born today. I can go all the way, yes, I can.
If any one composer sums up that optimistic can-do attitude that Sammy Davis just gave us with a song cut from Golden Boy, it would be Charles Strauss, the composer who helped us all put on a happy face and realize that the sun will come up tomorrow. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the 2017 Hamlet of Southampton, New York. I apologize for being a little froggy today, but I thought it was important to put this show on because any time to recognize Charles Strauss is a good one. Well, Strauss started his career being trained with some of the most interesting people, Aaron Copland, and then with the great Parisian piano teacher Nadia Boulanger. And you can sense the strains of both European jazz, great American symphonic sound in almost all his work. He's a tremendous chameleon, and I say that in the best sense because he was able to adapt his style to whatever the show required. Bye Bye Birdie was a long time gestating. It gestated in the latter part of the 1950s. It is not a rock and roll musical, but a look at how America responded to rock and roll. It took a while before it was signed up for Broadway, but when it opened in 1960, it made his reputation, as well as the reputation of Lee Adams, his most frequent and probably his greatest lyricist. Here is the maestro himself to talk about how one of the most famous songs made it to the stage.
First, there was a song that was in Bye Bye Birdie. It involved what we thought was a terribly clever idea. We had Dick Van Dyke, and there was a moment in the play in which he was very depressed and had to set up a television show, the Ed Sullivan Show, and he was working with the lighting man who was throwing different color spots on him, and he would be in and out of them dancing, singing in and out of these spots. He would also be able to express what was inside him and be able to dance, and it was a number right up Gower Champion's alley, who was the director. We couldn't miss with this number. A big hit, right? No, wrong. It was a real flop, and we couldn't understand it. For some reason, it didn't work. We thought there was nothing else to do but throw out the song, which is Lee's and my habit. We're very impatient with a song not working. But it was Marge Champion, Gower's then wife, who had what I thought was the corniest idea in the world, put it in a spot in the first act where he sang the song to two little girls who were very depressed at seeing their hero, Conrad Birdie, leaving for the army. But we tried it, and magically, it worked right away. And you could tell, this was a spot where the audience wanted to see Dick Van Dyke dance. They wanted to see this happen with two little funny, wonderful-looking girls who were depressed, and the number went on to become one of the great successes in the show. Anyway, here was the number.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off that gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you, Charles Strauss, the man himself. What a great way to begin. Bye Bye Birdie had a lot of great songs. Here's an unheralded one. I don't know why this isn't one of the great ballads of the second half of the 20th century. Here is Tony Bennett, a frequent and excellent Strauss renderer, to sing Baby Talk to Me.
Talk to me, baby, won't you talk to me? I don't care what you say, baby, talk to me. Must you be, oh, so far away? From me, it seems all wrong this way. Talk to me,
talk to me.
And if you miss me, tell me so. Are you lonely? Tell me so. Say you love me. Tell. So, honey, let me know. Talk to me till I press you close to me. Then you'll see we won't have to talk at all. Talk to me till I press you close to me. Then you'll see we won't have to talk at all.
Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Thank you.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow once upon a time, never comes again.
To Tony Bennett classics from the keyboard of Charles Strauss. That second song was from All American, a show that didn't fare particularly well, but left us with one of the great ballads of the 1960s. Well, you couldn't pigeonhole Charles Strauss for a second, because his next show was a groundbreaking show for Sammy Davis Jr. You've heard me play a lot of songs from it. I love this show, and I'm pleased to announce that American Masters is going to air a documentary I wrote on Sammy Davis Jr. Hopefully by the end of the year, maybe next year, but Charles Strauss appears in that as well. So let's hear the opening number from Golden Boy for Sammy Davis Jr., only this time sung by Nina Simone, and then we'll segue into Quincy Jones taking a Strauss melody to town from Golden Boy.
Summer, not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the tired trees. Everyone has someone and a place to go. Now listen, hear the cars go past. They don't even see me flying by so fast. Moving, going thing I know is I'm not going there. Where do you go when you feel that your brain is on fire? Where do you go when you don't even know what it is you desire? Listen, laughter everywhere. Hear it, life is in the air. The town awakes, sound of children calling, and the squeal of brakes. Music, but a lonely sound, when you can't help. Thank you.
Quincy Jones rocking out or swinging along to a great tune by Charles Strauss. Charles Strauss, that major composer, Broadway composer, whose career we are celebrating today. We only have 59 minutes to do Charles Strauss, so we're going to do some novelties and some things from left field that I hope you'll enjoy. I said earlier, of course, that Golden Boy was the vehicle Strauss wrote for Sammy Davis. They became very close. Strauss played piano for Davis at various protest marches in the 1960s. And here's a song written for an original TV musical, a Hanna-Barbera TV musical about Alice in Wonderland. And when they wanted a Cheshire Cat, who would be the coolest cat imaginable other than Sammy Davis Jr.? So a rare song from television, but incredibly catchy. What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? Music by Charles Strauss, vocal by Sammy Davis.
What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? With those saddle shoes, well, I must confess, you look as though you fell into the wrong address. What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? Why's a nice kid like you solo and so far from home? How'd a nice kid like you get it in a head to roam? With those baby blues and that mellow smile, the minute you walk in, I said, she got style. Why's a nice kid like you solo and so far from home? Why? Come on, do the monkey with me. That sure is a groovy style. Now let's do the jerk. What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? What's a nice kid like you, I mean, doing in a place like this? Now I got a hunch you won't like it here. The potato chips are soggy, they water the beer. What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? Now you could be in pictures with that cute little face, so how come you hanging around this funky place? What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? I'm splitting. Doing in a place like this. I gotta leave. Doing in a place like this. Like bye. Doing in a place like this. I bet you can't see me. Doing in a place like this. I'm gonna close my big mouth and split.
Sammy. Bye, Sammy. We recognize you the whole time. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today we're looking at the magical music of Charles Strauss. Well, if you asked me, independent of anything, what are among my great passions in life, one would be Sammy Davis Jr., and the other would be comic books and superheroes. So how thrilled I was when I was a mere tot, well, six or seven, when Charles Strauss and Lee Adams wrote the score to It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, a show that was a little bit ahead of its time, although critics said it was a little behind the times because of Batman. I don't think so. I think it was very sophisticated with a great swinging score. Here is Peggy Lee to sing the one song that transcended the show, and then you'll hear a second act version of the song It's Superman, which shows Charles Strauss at his swinginest best. So take it away, Peggy Lee, with You've Got Possibilities from Charles Strauss's score to Superman.
Like asleep in you. Let me bring it out. Yes, you've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. Red hot possibilities, you don't even know you've got. You won't be shy when I get through. Come on and roar, you tiger, you. Somewhere way down deep in you, there's life, no doubt. It's just been asleep in you. Let me bring it out. Yes, you've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. Red hot possibilities, you don't even know you've got.
Do you have a minute, Clark?
Sure.
Have you seen Superman lately?
Yeah, this morning.
Did he ask for me by any chance?
No. Why should he?
Oh, I don't know. I should be thinking just of Jim, not Superman.
He's got a lot in his mind, you know. That's all I hear from every side. It's Superman.
She doesn't know who's kissing her. It's Superman.
Why are we always out of trouble?
It's Superman.
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 It's the man you can't ignore. It's Superman.
Clark Kent.
I find a girl and she's hung up on Superman.
Who will we soon have in our net?
It's Superman.
Will she ever love me?
Will he ever love me?
Could she really like me?
This caper is incredible.
Superman has vanished.
Superman is chicken.
Why is this guy so endless? Superman.
Charles Strauss, a Superman of the musical stage. What a great number that is. Well, Strauss and Adams had a big hit with Applause in 1969, bringing Lauren Bacall back to the stage. We played Lauren Bacall actually quite a lot by, I don't know, for some reason, over the last couple of weeks. Here is a soaring ballad, not by Lauren Bacall, who sounds like me. I sound like Lauren Bacall. Couldn't quite do a soaring ballad, but Len Cario sure could. Here's Len Cario singing a beautiful and I think unjustifiably somewhat forgotten song from Applause. Think How It's Gonna Be. Music by Charles Strauss.
dry your pretty eyes and let me have a smile. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't wanna go, but planes come back, you know. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. Oh, we'll take a long, long walk. Oh, we'll have a quiet talk. Then, just when the fire's low, honey, you so flash your famous smile, the one that gets them all. Think how it's gonna be, nothing but you and me. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't want to go, but planes come back, you know. Think how it's gonna be, nothing but you and me. Think how it's gonna be.
Len Cariou knocking a Charles Strauss power ballad out of the park. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at the amazingly varied career of Charles Strauss. What a pleasure. Well, if you watched the most popular television show in the early 1970s, that was All in the Family. And did you know that Strauss and Adams wrote the theme song to that? Those were the days. Well, another theme song they wrote in the 1970s was for a brief Mel Brooks parody of Robin Hood called When Things Were Rotten. And one of the interesting things, it starred Dick Gaudier, who played the original Conrad Birdie back in 1960. So as a little tribute to Dick Gaudier, who left us a couple of weeks ago, here is the Strauss and Adams theme song to When Things Were Rotten.
Once upon a time when things were rotten, not just food but also kings were rotten. Everybody kicked the peasants, things were bad and that ain't good. Then came Robin Hood, ba-ba. Soon a band of merry men he gotten. They wore outfits made of plain green cotton. Helping victims was their business. Boy, oh boy, was business good. Good for Robin Hood. They laughed, they loved, they fought, they drank. They jumped a lot of fences. Rich, give to the poor, except when they kept more expenses. So when other legends are forgotten, we'll remember back when things were rotten. Yay for Robin Hood! They laughed, they loved, they fought, they drank. They jumped a lot of fences. They robbed the rich, give to the poor, except when they kept more expenses. So when other legends are forgotten, we'll remember back when things were rotten. Yay for Robin Hood.
That was the Charlie Strauss, Lee Adams theme song to Mel Brooks television show from the 1970s. Well, Strauss and Adams had a challenging decade in the 1970s, and Strauss went to work with Martin Sharnan on yet another comic book or comic strip musical, to be more accurate. At the time, it seemed like a terrible idea. Who would want to see a little red-haired waif named Little Orphan Annie during the cynical 1970s? But it wasn't a send-up. It was an optimistic tribute and became one of the great musical forces of the 1970s, still popular today. So we're going to hear a great number, I love it, from the television version, because we get to hear Audra McDonald, who doesn't want to do that. And then we'll segue into Andrea McArdle giving us the great song hit from Annie. So here's Charles Strauss's big success of the 1970s, Annie, as rendered for television by Audra McDonald.
All your clothes.
You mean I get to wear new things?
Your bath is drawn by Mrs. Greer.
Really? A bath? All for me?
Annette comes in to make your bed.
I get my own bed, too?
I think I'm gonna like it here.
The swimming pool is to the left.
A pool? Inside?
The tennis court is in the rear.
Gee, I don't know how to play.
Have an instructor here at noon.
You'll be playing like a pro in no time.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
When you wake, ring for Drake. Drake will bring your tray. When you're through, Mrs. Pugh comes to take it away. No need to pick up any toys.
The kids will never believe this.
No finger will you lift, my dear.
We have but one request. Please put us to the test.
I know I'm gonna like it
just
thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Wow, tough song to top. But Charles Strauss kept working in the 70s and 80s. Sometimes the shows were not financially successful, but everything he touched had at least this wonderful trace of his melody and his theatrical intelligence to them. There's a show called Dance a Little Closer, which ran one night, lyrics and book by Alan J. Lerner. It was called by Broadway Wags, Close a Little Faster. But Dance a Little Closer had some marvelous songs in it. Here's Liz Robertson to sing a great I Want song from that show, and we'll segue into a rendition of the title number. So two great songs, I think. Lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, music by Charlie Strauss.
Noisy hall where every sound comes through the wall, the drafty room, the mended clothes, the window box where nothing grows. Another life, I want another life, with satin sheets beneath my skin, the maid who brings my breakfast in, and anywhere. Anywhere I ever go,
dance a little closer, like it used to be. I need someone warm inside my arms, so please don't whirl away from me. Dance a little closer, we don't have to speak. I just wanna feel you near and softly hear you breathing on my cheek while the music's playing. Can't we both pretend this is not a song for just a moment, but a song without an end? Dance a little closer till the morning light. I don't wanna feel alone too. We don't have to speak. I just wanna feel you near and softly hear you breathing on my cheek while the music's playing. Can't we both pretend this is not a song for just a moment, but a song without an end? Dance a little closer till the morning light. I don't wanna feel alone too.
Orchestra's packed up and gone, but the music's still working its voodoo.
And that tune's in your head.
Is there anything better than dancing?
When you look up and notice it's dawn,
and we're feeling as I do and you do.
It's what Ginger asked, friend.
Is there anything better than dancing?
Well, I guess if you're pressing me, I might say possibly I'd like a kiss, maybe two. If there's more on your mind, darling, you'll have to give me a clue.
There's one question on both of our minds, with an answer that's always entrancing. When we've closed all the blinds, is there anything better than dancing? Is there anything better than dancing?
Dance. guess if you're pressing me, I might say possibly I'd like a kiss, maybe two. If there's more on your mind, darling, you'll have to give me a clue.
There's one question on both of our minds, with an answer that's always entrancing when we've closed all the blinds. Is there anything better than dancing?
Dancing,
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 dancing.
Well, we moved from dancing a little closer to Is There Anything Better Than Dancing? That was Barry Bostwick and Joanna Gleason from a terrific Charles Strauss score to a show that, you know, didn't make it for all sorts of reasons, Nick and Nora. And thank goodness Charles Strauss has kept dancing, or at least giving us music to dance with or dance to, in so many different musicals of so many different kinds. You know, the post-My Fair Lady era just asked composers to be able to be adept at writing stuff in so many different settings. And I think that Charles Strauss may have been the most adept of all of them, because every show he does summons up a time and a place with a certain kind of grace and charm. His most dramatic show, maybe his most dramatic show since Golden Boy, was Rags, another show which stupidly just didn't make it, but it gets revived a lot. Stephen Schwartz wrote the lyrics, and Joseph Stein wrote the book. It's kind of an unofficial sequel to Fiddler on the Roof about what happened to a whole generation of people after they came to America. Here is Julia Magennis singing a dynamite Charles Strauss song. What a great way to go out. Thank you, Mr. Strauss. We will listen to you always, and thanks for helping us put on a happy face. Thanks.
From the Cossacks and the screams, flames are on the hillside, blood is in the streams. All the world is burning, that's the way that it seems. David, did they hurt you, darling? Show me where they hurt you, darling. Every night it fills my dreams. I see us running through the forest, and there's 40 miles to go. Sneaking past the border in the silent snow, sleeping under haystacks, eating roots where they grow, begging on the pier at Danzig. Well, we made it here from Danzig. What's another mile or so? We're children of the wind, blown across the earth, pieces of the heart, scattered. Someday to see all the children of my children are there, and they're very, very noisy running through my kitchen, and we've been there for a lifetime, and I know then they will never be.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.